Hi, baby girl.
I have a bit of a dilemma.
Uh-oh.
I gotta go pee.
Okay, well, we'll keep the show going. That was Donald's entrance, everybody. You would think he would urinate in the all the other hours that we're not recording a podcast. I have so much to talk to you guys about, but I don't want to not include Adeyashun.
Oh my gosh.
How does your urination? Did it come out okay?
Came out wonderfully, first of all.
How was your stream? Did it flow like a 47-year-old or like a 22-year-old?
I wish it flowed like a 22-year-old. I am envious when I escort my 8-year-old son to the restroom to pee.
Yes, yes.
He could stop it at a dime, on a dime. He is just like...
Yeah.
And that's it.
I go... listeners, I'm here to tell our male listeners that you must savor the strength of your urine stream.
Yes.
Savor it.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
Hashtag 4647, it doesn't fire hose anymore.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I do like to try and control my stream, though.
Why?
Because I hear it's good for erection.
Really? To stop your urination?
Yeah, like it's
now that
like
is not Kegels? That is a fake doctor fact, everybody. Flat. So don't
absolutely. But it's like Kegels. Is that what
Kegels,
it is?
Kegels. Kegels. That's when you tighten.
Yeah.
Well, men don't have Kegels, do they?
But they had. You have a
but
muscle.
You have a pelvic floor.
Yeah. You have a muscle in your penis.
I know.
You
I'm tightening it right now, but I don't think that's. I don't think that's called doing Kegels. I think that's when a
well,
woman.
Well, whatever it's called,
Jarrell, what's it called when a man does Kegels?
Dude, let me finish. If you can do it properly.
Yeah.
You can gain some inches, according to the website I was on.
Gain inches on your erection?
Yes. According to the website I was on, you can
gain
girth and inch. I don't remember what it was.
So you're saying if
it was something to do with...
If you tighten your whatever muscle that
is... Not your sphincter muscle. The muscle that is attached to...
It's like your prostate muscle or something.
Something like
that. No, that doesn't make sense.
No,
it's like where it's your taint, basically. Your taint area.
But no, now you don't want your sphincter to get tight. You don't want that area.
Hold on, I'm trying
it.
I'm trying it right now.
You want to feel it
right now.
Yeah, it's fucking
Dan, try it with us.
I used to walk around scrubs when we were doing the show. I used to walk around scrubs. I told Deontay about this too, Deontay Gordon. I was like, dude, I was on this site, and I don't know what, but they say if you do this, and he and I were walking around the set.
That is
doing
ridiculous.
Shit. You think I'm bullshitting?
I don't think you're bullshitting, but I'm thinking that it's fucking ridiculous.
The Mayo Clinic? Says that there are such things as Kegel exercises for men.
Really?
Told you.
And what are the benefits, Joelle, of doing Kegel exercises?
Strengthen your urinary tract, I guess, is what it's saying.
Dive deeper, Joelle. Joelle, dive deeper.
Okay. Right.
Donald claims a male can gain length on his erection. That doesn't feel accurate to me. I'm just
Why
a
not?
Fake doctor.
It's a muscle. It's a muscle.
No, it's
First of all,
it's an organ.
Penis.
What is
no,
it?
No, it's spongy tissue. It just fills with
it's
blood.
It's spongy tissue that fills with
blood. Okay,
listen
so why can't you make it so that more blood can get there?
Okay, here's from the Mayo Clinic. Real doctors say Kegel exercises for men can strengthen the pelvic floor muscle, which support the bladder and bowels and affect sexual function. Practice Kegel exercises for men can be done just about any time.
Oh, I'm doing it now.
The best. It feels good, too.
I'm pretty sure that website that you saw that on was a porn website.
Was it? Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think so, Daniel?
Was it called Pornhub?
These three exercises will make you last longer.
Daniel.
Yeah, you know what you saw, Donald?
Do you think so, Daniel?
Donald, you know what you saw? You
fucking look at Sherlock Holmes over there, buddy.
Donald. Oh, yeah, he did figure it out. You saw like an ad during a porno that was like, want to increase your size?
Listen, man.
There's this one porn ad that's
Joelle
like,
found something else. Go on, Joelle. Go on. I'm listening.
Yeah, I was just learning about the technique.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm practicing it. I don't need to learn, Joelle. I'm practicing it right now.
They say the best time to do it is before any activity that puts pressure on your abdomen. So if you're going to sneeze, you want to do a Kegel right before that sneeze comes. And that's going to apparently tighten everything up. Laughing, that's the perfect time to do a Kegel exercise.
Wow. I'm not trying. It's a little harder. It's hard to do when you laugh.
I'm going to try doing Kegels while I laugh. Yeah, my penis just got longer. I felt my erection grow.
Same here.
Oh, I didn't
Same
mention
here.
The erection.
I was going to say the same thing. Oh, my penis just grew in girth at least a quarter of an inch.
There's this one porn ad that's like, are you alone? And it's like, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, it's Captain Obvious if I'm looking at porn.
Obvious.
Most likely.
No, I'm not sitting here with all my friends watching this.
There's that great meme, though. Have you seen that one?
No, what's the meme?
It's that ad where it says, are you really watching porn by yourself? And then it turns around and it's this guy and he goes, no, I'm with my boys. And there's like 20 people behind him.
No, the ad I'm talking about just says, are you alone? And it always makes me feel so ashamed. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's why we're here. That's what's led us to be together today.
Oh man, you know, it really is true, man. I want to thank all of the I do, you know, and I'll probably get in trouble for this and we might even cut it, but I do want to thank the porn industry for when I'm on the road and away from my wife and in a hotel room.
I can see the New York Post headline. Donald Faison thanks porn industry.
We give a shout out to sex workers right here.
Yes. Joelle, of course, so phrased helpful. It. Joelle, of course, phrased it better. Thank you to sex workers.
Really
Daniel, did you gain? Tell us, I blew you up on Twitter as an experiment.
God, it was so sweet of you.
Did you get? I only lurk a little on Twitter these days because I find it such a hot mess. But I happened to be lurking and I saw you and I thought, I'm gonna blast this mofo up. I don't even understand really what Twitch is. And then Bill Lawrence got into it. He's like, "What the fuck is Twitch?
What the fuck is Twitch?"
And anyway, so how did it go? Did you gain some new? Did people throw money on you at the poll?
People threw money on the poll. I twerked for them. I twerked for all the new Scrubs fans.
What game did you
came
play?
What game did we play? We played a little bit of this game, Splitgate. We played a little bit. We just played a little bit of everything. I'm gonna beat.
Did you avoid
Mario
eating this time? I don't want to.
I did avoid
my,
eating.
I don't want to send my loyal Twitter followers.
I did avoid
still
eating
follow
this time.
Me, even though I don't post barely to you. If you're gonna
no
eat
muck
food.
Jam, huh?
No muck bang.
No muck bang. No muck bang this time. But yes, I appreciate that. It was a bit of a surprise stream. I usually stream on Wednesdays, but there was a kind of a Twitch boycott happening yesterday. So I
what's
decided
the Twitch
to stream
boycott
on Twitch.
About?
Long story short,
yes. Give us the cliff notes. We don't want to go down a Twitch wormhole.
A lot of people are.
I'm doing my Kegels.
There are a lot of women, people of color, LGBTQ streamers who are getting what are called hate raids, where people are just coming into their channel and reporting them just because they are who they are. And Twitch is not doing enough about it. So everybody on Wednesday decided that we were taking a day off Twitch to make them aware of what's going on. They lost about 1 million concurrent viewers on Wednesday. So hopefully the message was received.
Worked.
Yeah, hopefully.
No, wait, excuse me. Break it down for the layman like me. People come on to your Twitch if you're a target, and they say, and they report you for doing something against the rules, so that your site gets shut down.
Yeah, it's just like a mass reporting sort of thing, and it's all baseless. It's really just to be hateful and mean, and it is something that Twitch does not take seriously enough. And whether or not they're actually acting to fix this, they are not communicating that to the community who uses their service. So until we see some actual change, everybody took a day off on Wednesday.
Wow, there's a lot of drama in video gaming, I think, right? There's a lot of, like, this Gamergate thing, and there's a lot of, I guess I don't know anything about it. I just know that whenever I talk to gamers like you, I always hear these tidbits of all this, well, hate, actually, is what it is, right?
I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, the world of video games is still marred by people who are hateful, who want it to be, you know, strictly for cis white men, for it to be, you know, a space where it's like, you know, well, we don't need all this SJW shit in our games. And it's like, video games are supposed to be for everybody. They are supposed to reach lots of people. They're supposed to tell the stories of everyone. They're not just supposed to be for one narrow group of people. And so, unfortunately, people on the internet decided to get really aggressive about, you know, just being mean to other creators and people.
Aren't
who...
you amazed by the anger and hate in people's hearts still? Like, yes. I just, I always Every take, day. I'm always so surprised when I Every see day. Like the level of anger and hatefulness in the world.
Well, what I will say on a positive note is that everybody that you brought to my channel who is a huge fan of you and a huge fan of the show was very sweet. I got like 100 followers and everybody was so kind. And it's, you know, it was you're adding to the community of positivity. So I really appreciate that. It was very
well,
nice
good. If you're one of my friends, fans from Twitter and you or anyone listening, you know, don't go hate report Danil because... Because he's a very nice man.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
That's, don't go. Well, that's true. Do not.
Yeah.
Don't do any of that. Don't do any of that.
Don't go write mean things.
And if you're if you follow Fake Doctors, Real Friends, or you just follow Zach and I, it would be really awesome. Now, I'm wishing here. I'm dreaming here. I'm a big dreamer here.
I can't wait.
I'm a big dreamer.
I can't wait to hear what this is going to be. Go ahead.
Let's get Danil's followers up to over 1,000.
How many followers do you have?
Well, I have 5,000 right now. But
let's get it over. Nice. Let's get it over. Let's get it over
10,000. Yeah,
that would be let's very that would it. Be very sweet. I mean, you're let's take all a break very kind
from,
about.
Let's take a break from wanting to follow me, Danil Faison, who has half the followers of Zach Braff. Maybe more. Man, I think Zach doubles me. I think he has 1.5 million. Whatever it is, he's got way more than me. But my fans are loyal, and we're gonna go fucking watch Danil twerk on Twitch.
Yeah. All right, so if you like Twitch,
thank you.
If you like
follow Danil Faison and then follow Danil Goodman.
Calm down, take a breath. Okay,
and if have you some, feel like have, it, you can follow Zach Braff.
Have a sip of water. Calm down.
Thank you.
Also, go follow Joelle Monique.
Yes, but listen
and follow Joelle Monique.
This
follow
didn't Joelle mean, Monique. I didn't mean to give you another yet another Twitch plug, but this is it for now. If you if you watch people
so
on
sweet.
Twitch, if you're one of these people who enjoys watching people play video games and occasionally mukbang. follow Danil's Twitch. What is it, Danil? Tell him.
It is twitch.tv/DJ_Danil. Same as my Twitter, same as Instagram, same as all that.
All right. There we go.
I'm excited.
And Joelle, since you're looking a little glum over there, what's your Instagram handle? Follow Joelle Monique, our goddess, our queen.
It's just Joelle_Monique. It's JoelleMonique.
Listen how she says it, but that's the rhythm. That voice.
The rhythm of those letters.
That woman has a voice. I bet you can sing, Joelle. Can you sing?
A little bit. I can carry a tune in a bucket.
Imagine she's like, and I am telling you.
Speaking of which, I'm very excited. I'm going to see Broadway is back, and I am going with Amanda Kloots to the opening night of Waitress on Broadway tonight. Amanda is staying with me. She's in the other room getting makeup and hair done because they're doing a tribute to Nick. After the curtain call, Amanda is going to come out on stage and Sarah Bareilles and the entire cast and the orchestra are going to sing Nick's song, Live Your Life.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh my God.
I'm like already crying. I think I'm going to cry when I see the marquee of the theater, but I'm going to escort our buddy Amanda, and we're gonna have a special memorial night. Nick was in the original cast, for those of you who don't know, of Waitress, and Waitress is an amazing show. And I've seen it a few times, but never had the chance to see Sarah Bareilles play the lead in the very show she wrote. So I'm very, very thrilled, and I just love Broadway so much. And you have to be vaccinated, of course, and you have to wear a mask, but I don't care. I'll wear a full bodysuit to go see some theater.
Are you going to wear N95? Are you going to wear a cloth mask? Are you going to
N95, baby. N95 all the way. Double vaxxed. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear some people sing.
Yeah, man. That sounds like a wonderful night.
I wish you were with me, Donald.
Emotional night.
I wish you were here.
Emotional night. Yeah.
I wish you were next to me. You know, we went to a play together, and you were very fun. We saw Moulin Rouge together with Florence.
Still, yes. Right. To this day, that is still one of my favorite musicals. Because, you know, I have issues with musicals that jump into musicals and it comes out of nowhere. You know what I mean? And Moulin Rouge I know,
like,
it's
where the singing starts out of nowhere.
Yeah, where the singing starts out of nowhere. It's like, if you can be clever and make a musical, and the musical is, and the music comes in with great timing and everything, I'm really into it. Or if the whole thing is a musical, I'm really into it. Moulin Rouge is one of those shows where they met, where they were very, very slick about how they put in all of these pop hits. You know what I mean? And I thought that was really cool. And they all could sing too, you know?
Yeah. Well, Donald's fun to go to a musical with because he's like in church. He's like, he wants to like stand up.
Well, if you could, well, you know, I mean, a lot of these artists, you know, don't necessarily want to be on a stage doing plays. They want to be in a studio making music that way. You know what I mean? A lot of these artists are straight up singers.
I think if you're doing Broadway, you're doing it because you love it. There's not much money in it. You're doing it because it's your passion.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'm not saying they don't want to record. Of course, everyone who's a singer wants to record. But I'm just saying. Like, but,
that's my dog. That's my dog. Fozzie!
You notice Joelle's dog doesn't bark.
Yeah, we got to send Fozzie back.
No, you don't. All right, on that note, let's get into the show, Donald.
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of dogs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know.
Hilarious show. We're back. Season 5 is back. I laughed my ass off.
It's back, and it was very funny. I remember this episode, obviously, because it was Carla finding out some wonderful news. I won't spoil it for all of you listeners. We'll get into it.
Well, I think if they're listening, they've had it spoiled already.
We're pregnant, y'all. We're going to have a baby!
It's so moving. It's funny. This many years later, at the end, I still get emotional. Because this show is about friendship and ultimately and love of friends. And at the end, when we're all just hugging each other at the bar, celebrating this couple, I'm just so invested. I understand why fans, you know, were so invested themselves. And it was just so moving. I was like getting goosebumps because we just love these people and we love them. We love their group. We love their friendship. We love their love of each other.
Yeah, you know, at this point, if you're riding with us, you put it's a ride or die mentality at this point.
Yeah.
Season 5, we're in the middle of season 5, you know, gearing towards the end, actually. We're, you know, almost there. And we've invested in these characters for 5 years. Carla is finally pregnant, something that she's really wanted. And if you watch the show, you've definitely wanted that for her.
Yeah.
You know?
And Judy's so happening. Good. I mean, you're both so good in this episode. You're
she's
acting,
exceptional, though, man.
But Judy has like the Judy at the end, man. If Judy shouldn't even have to audition for parts. She should just send her performance at the end of this episode to people and be like, "That's my audition."
Right. She's amazing, dude.
She's so talented.
There are some really great moments in this episode that I laughed really hard, but. You know, the fact that a group of people are willing to do this. This is before the whole, you know, reveal, you know, gender reveal party
right.
shit, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so the fact that this whole hospital was willing to shut the fuck up and not tell her, even though it turns into something else, the fact that they were willing to do that for her is amazing. And the fact that then that they were willing to break up the small party right away to so that she would have a opportunity to tell each and every one of them individually, because that was her dream, that, you know, you really understand how a tight-knit group this hospital is.
Yeah.
Like, Cox even agrees to do it.
Yeah, everyone, Judy doesn't have a nemesis. Carla doesn't have a nemesis.
Right.
Right? Like, everyone in the hospital, like, has people that like them and don't like them, but I don't think anybody doesn't like Carla.
Right, we haven't run into that yet. I don't think we ever do run into that.
The hide and seek thing. First of all, is this hide and seek gadget? I wish it was a real thing because I would buy it. It's so fun.
Yes, especially if it could, like it's the Mandalorian. It fucking is the Mandalorian. We were playing the Mandalorian before. We were playing Bounty Hunter before they even thought of it. You have a
a tracker. What?
Yeah, that's your chain code. Your chain code is attached to your freaking, it's whatever the tracker is, and I'm following you around trying to find you. Holy shit.
I knew
the Mandalorian came from Scrubs. Chalk another one up for
the
Bill
Donald
Lawrence.
Donald Faison.
and Bill Lawrence.
Yeah, well, Donald Faison, Black Stormtrooper.
Yes.
Check it out on YouTube.
Yes, please watch.
Donald,
anyway.
I knew at the beginning that when you're like, I'm not, I'm doing this hide and seek with one of my sick patients. I didn't remember, but of course I knew it was going to be me, but I still laughed my ass off when that cabinet opened.
And then the reveal, though, because the cabinet opens and you still don't really see your face until all of the stuff falls off.
I know.
So there's still that small, like we give you like an even a split second more of hope that he was telling the truth. And no, he's lying. It's
that was hilarious. And I'm so excited. And I go, okay. I'll count. Hide a brother up. Oh, sorry, close a brother up.
Then I go in.
We're so fucking dorky.
Yeah.
But by the way, I'm laughing at us, but at the same time, I'm sitting there going, this would be so fun if this was a real invention.
Yeah, man. It is a real invention.
In The Mandalorian, I don't think you can buy an electronic hide-and-seek game. Joel's Googling.
Okay, there it is.
Well, first of all, didn't you think it was interesting that the tracker thing is the shape of a penny, and then it's about the janitor. Because of the penny and the door thing and the pilot, I don't understand. Like, was that supposed to be like they could have made that as long as it was digestible? They could have made that thing anything, and yet they chose to make it look like a penny.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I wonder what the thinking behind that was, but
I don't know. Maybe he ate it. Easy to swallow. Yeah, what an idiot, dude. Forget it. Like, that's the dumbest thing
First
ever.
First of all, it doesn't look that much like a penny.
Right. No, it's a little thicker. $5, too. For $5,
and it's magnetic.
A penny. Yeah.
Yeah.
$5. For $5.
Neil is fucking hilarious in this episode,
dude,
huh?
There's, yes. Yes, he is.
Wait, Joelle just sent us a link. Let's see what this is, Joelle. Oh, it's a hide-and-seek monkey toy.
They have a whole bunch of different ones. Like, there's a monkey. There's one that looks like a kind of nondescript monster. There's a pig one. And basically, I guess for lonely kids who have no friends, you can hide this stuff.
For lonely kids. Oh, I don't think that's the ad. I don't think that's the ad campaign for the lonely child.
Got no friends, loser?
Well, by the way, if I had a kid, I would buy this in a second. You guys should get this if you have kids. It is a hide and seek thing. You hide the stuffed animal.
Don't feel like playing with your kids.
Yes. Yes. Let's say you want your kid to go distract themselves. You're gonna hide the stuffed animal, and they go find.
Need to get shit done around the house, but your kids keep fucking it up for you.
Yeah. Well, Donald, you're lucky because you have two kids, but they can. They can play with each other when they're bored.
No.
They don't happen. That doesn't happen. What, Joelle? What? Well,
they also have. Okay, so apparently in 1989, I'm trying to find a good link. There is a Ghostbusters themed hide and go seek one where they have like the little rays they use to bust the ghosts, and your friends take the little like tracker thing, and then it's a point and shoot. Hold on.
Maybe it's on eBay.
That sounds cool.
Do you get to play like Ghostbusters?
Let's see.
Well, it's like a Ghostbusters themed.
It's like, but imagine, you know, that would be kind of cool. Is if you could put a device in the middle of the room, even if I would hope Oculus would think about coming out with something like this, and you could play Ghostbusters, and from your point of view, and you're walking the halls of haunted houses and or you know subway stations, whatever it is, and you roll around with Egon, Venkman.
Oh, here it is. It's 1989. This is kind of exactly what is kind of what the janitor has, except it's not a shape. It's not penny sized.
This came out in 1989.
Yeah.
All right. Let's refocus.
That's crazy.
So okay. So we're playing hide and seek, and we learn that Elliot has a device to remember bones in the hand, and it's an anagram, right? Is that what you call those things? Some lovers try positions they can't handle. Is that what it's called, you guys, when it's like the first letter of every word? Okay,
yeah.
Anagram.
That's anagram.
So some lovers try positions they can't handle, and then Keith takes it very personally. And she says, you should stretch before we do the whirly bird.
Yeah. What is the whirly bird?
I don't know. What do you think the whirly bird is?
I don't know, but
well, it involves Keith needing to stretch.
Yeah, so you have to be flexible. I'm getting.
I would have thought that maybe the man lies on his back, and the woman is on top, and he spins her.
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense.
But I don't know why that would involve him stretching.
Back arch, and then it's like a helicopter.
Oh yeah, he helicopters her. Yeah, she's like the propeller.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Because you have to imagine
that would be the how much lube do you think you need to be able to freaking lean back
a bucket?
Yeah, and then have somebody be like lean back, and then you would actually need somebody to grab one leg and the other leg, and then just
you might need
spin as hard as they probably could.
You probably need a helper.
Yeah. For you to do that. I imagine it's a good 10 seconds of
I don't know if it would feel good, especially for the man.
Are you kidding me?
A whirly bird? Anytime. So you're saying if you did, if you, what do you call this yoga position where you like,
it's
you put your groin up and your legs and feet are on the ground? You know that?
Yeah.
Tabletop or some shit?
Whatever it is.
All right. You make like a tabletop. Okay?
Yes.
And
you are the table. Yes.
Yes. And now your woman or your partner who,
climbs on top of the table.
The partner who can receive.
Yes, climbs on top of the table.
Yes, and then you need a third person to then spin them like like a helicopter propeller.
Whomever is receiving must be flexible as fuck because you don't want the legs to touch the table.
That
the
person's got, both people have to be very strong. This is like some Cirque du Soleil sex.
But I imagine really fun.
Yeah, well, Elliot's gotten quite adventurous with Keith. I mean, she, you know, in earlier seasons, Elliot was a bit prude about sex. Now she's announcing to the whole ICU that she likes the whirly bird.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. I wish more women would.
Do you think Casey would be open to trying the whirly bird?
Hold on, let's find out.
Yeah,
play the theme song.
Hit the theme song, Dano.
Casey, come down here. I don't know nothing about raising these fools. So tell me what to do. I don't know nothing about raising these kids. And that's what it is.
Are you playing my theme song?
Yeah, your theme song was
just played.
Your
theme song.
Now, listen, Donald's going to explain to you a sexual position that was.
Oh, God. I'm tired.
No, listen, Donald. Can Donald hear? Donald is going to explain. Tell him to come close so you can hear.
Listen, babe.
Donald's going to explain to you a position that Elliot Sarachok's character does in the show, and we want to know if you would be open to it at some point in your guy's sexual relationship.
Oh God!
You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
So I do. Like
I can already say no.
Right? And you get in the split, right? And you get on top of,
And then I, then a helper, and then a helper.
We're gonna need a lot of lube. Somebody spins you, and you try to hold the split, and I try to hold the tabletop, but you're still on. You know what I mean? And so spin.
You know what I mean?
Y'all are Zach, ridiculous. Zach, I love you.
Casey, we just want to know if you'd be open to that. Donald said maybe after some drinks.
Well, we would need about 3 or 4 helpers. And it's going to take a lot more than
I'll help. I'm willing to help. I'll help, but I won't look. Oh, I'll wear like I'll wear a mask.
What are you talking about? Are you trying to get dabble into some marijuana?
Stop.
I'm saying that
dabble in marijuana. So you can't even hear the conversation.
Oh, shit.
All right, put him back on, Casey. We love you. We love you.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
That sounds like a no, guys. That sounds like a no.
Go ahead. Zach, I love you.
Get down, sit down.
Oh. Go ahead.
Zach, the other thing is, guys. Oh, Zach. The other thing is, guys. Like, I'm not down to try this shit in my mid 40s. I'm tired.
I'm old and I'm damaged goods at this
so
point.
So what are you doing to try?
You're not damaged goods. First of all, you
no,
never
I'm really
look so
not
pretty.
Damaged goods.
You never look so beautiful. Oh, you've never been no. in better
whoa,
shape.
Whoa, but what are you down you, what are you down to try?
All right, no, Donald, come on.
We've done it all. All
right, no. Yeah, all right. Okay. Never. No. 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 We have not done it all. We haven't
Zach
even scratched the surface.
Exactly.
Surface. All right, listen. We haven't even scratched the surface.
Donald.
We haven't even scratched the surface.
She's so fine.
I know. She's so fine.
I love that you didn't even get into the tabletop position before she was like, no.
Yeah, no.
All right, we should take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about more sexual positions that Donald and Casey might try. And we're back.
We're back.
Johnny C. McGinley is doing a Donahue impression. A lot of you young folks probably have no idea who Phil Donahue is.
I was on Donahue once.
You were?
Yeah, way back in the day with Marlo Thomas, I did a special when I was in junior high school called Free to Be a Family, and it was a follow-up to Free to Be You and Me.
Yes.
And I got to meet, like, the Fat Boys, Prince Marky D, rest in peace, and the rest of the guys, you know what I mean? I got to meet Don Mattingly when he was playing with the Yankees. You know, Robin Williams. All these people showed up for Marlo Thomas and this show, and it was really interesting because what we got to do was build a space bridge, which is pretty much doing a FaceTime, but back in the 80s, you know, with kids from Russia. And this was back when, you know, the Star Wars systems were, you know, we were at threat of nuclear war. I got to meet, I sang with Carly Simon. I got to meet Bobby McFerrin, who I'm a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. It was,
and anyway, so you guys were on Donahue.
And so anyway, because of doing the show, Marlo Thomas and Donahue are a married couple a couple, and he had us on the show.
Well, Donahue, for you young folks, you can YouTube him. He was a very popular daytime talk show when Oprah first started, I believe.
It was the two of them.
When Oprah was starting, he was...
Was he like right before her or something like that? Or?
Yeah, he was before her, I think, because he was older, I believe.
No, I mean, as when they came on.
They
didn't come on at the same time.
They were different channels.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Did they come on at the same time?
I don't know, but when everyone started to go like towards the Maury Povich, you know, crazy, not Maury
What was his name, Morton Downey Jr.?
Yeah, when everyone started to go way more like, the talk shows became, everyone, you know... Obviously, Oprah didn't go that way, but Donahue was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not doing this shit.
Right.
But anyway, he used to be very dramatic, and he was very funny, and he'd go, and he'd walk around with his microphone, and he'd go, do you remember? He'd go, and caller, and there'd be a caller, and he'd go, caller, you say what? And he'd point his microphone dramatically up at the sky as though he was miking the speaker. Okay, and we have a caller. Caller, you say what?
Or when he'd get in front of somebody... Phil Hartman did a great Donahue. Dude.
Yeah, just YouTube the Donahue. Phil Hartman Donahue impression. But anyway, he was a character. Anyway, so that's what Johnny C is doing. He's doing a Donahue impression here, going around the room asking everyone, and Gloria, the elderly intern,
gets a line and delivers too.
Yes, she was good. She says sometimes when they arrive in the morning, they smell like sex.
Have you ever smelled sex in the air before? It's hard to smell your own sex in the air.
I don't really know what sex smells like.
It's hard to smell your own... Exactly. It's hard to smell your own sex in the air. But have you ever walked in a room and smelled somebody's sex in the air?
I've heard people say this. Like, it smells like sex in here, but I don't think I've ever smelled that smell.
I've smelt it several times growing up with brothers and freaking having my cousins.
Doesn't it just smell like sweat and body odor, like people were grinding around?
Yeah, yes. Man. I mean, it smells like some type of activity had happened in that room.
Had happened. Yeah. All right. Well, Johnny C asked Sarah for some help with a German patient, and to sabotage him, she says, "The wrong German."
How did she know that the can that boobs was going to be involved? Did he say that in the lead up to it?
Well, that's very good. That's very, very. Astute of you, Donald. I don't think that he revealed that the man's wife was in the room.
Interesting.
She guessed that there might be a woman there.
She took a guess.
Anyway, the man was very angry at this, and he throws Johnny C out of the room. Now, I got to say, I had to rewind and look at this a few times because that stunt double is such a good double for Johnny C. I was like, there's no way Johnny C took that fall.
We should ask Johnny C if he took
that fall. It's not him. I went frame by frame.
Okay.
I frame by framed it.
You framed by framed it?
I framed by framed it. But when a stuntman is that good, when the stuntman is that good of a match, you can show like a piece of their face, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
guess,
it's blurred by a little bit, you know? But like he wasn't hiding his face like a stuntman or a woman usually has to do. He literally, you see like half of his face. And I wish
they would have done that back in the day though, because in Beverly Hills Cop, it is obviously not Eddie Murphy throwing that dude over the buffet at the hotel. It is
at the Harrow Club.
Yeah, it is this the man?
Is this the man who? The buffet? No, he goes. He goes. Is this the man who wrecked
ruined the buffet?
Yeah. No, he takes a long pause. Yeah, he goes. Yeah, is this the man who wrecked the buffet at the Harrow Club this morning?
Is this the man who ruined an unmarked police car? Disabled an unmarked police car with a banana.
With a banana. That guy's amazing, that actor. Yeah. I love that guy. All right. So, okay, pregnancy time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, first of all, wait, before I get to pregnancy, how fucking funny was me on the scooter going, I'm seeking you, Turk.
That was crazy. You know what's crazy about that also? Turk looks away and has it's a fantasy. It wasn't real.
You had a well, it was real. You had a premonition?
I guess.
What do you call that? You
didn't, I don't know.
It wasn't. It was happening in the world of the show.
Right.
It's not a flashback because you didn't experience it.
Right. What is that called?
What do you call that, Joel? He had a.
I don't know.
Premonition. Let's call it a premonition.
I think premonition is the right word.
Good. I'm a man of many wishes. Hope my premonition misses what I really feel. My eyes won't let me hide, 'cause they always start to cry. Okay, anyway.
Who is that? Who is that?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, that's beautiful.
'Cause this time.
Okay, okay. All right, come on. The show's not that long. All right, listen. So we're cheaper pregnancy tests have slower results, I guess.
No, she said he bought a generic one. There's no such thing as a cheap pregnancy test. They got a pregnancy test that was not the quote unquote generic
name,
one.
Well, the name brand, but that right. would imply that it was cheaper. Yeah, he makes some comment about like, when you give me more money for my allowance, I'll get the name brand.
Right. But I don't think it makes any difference.
Well, no, but in the plot point of the show, it did. I'm just saying it's funny that
I think she just was using it as a... So things happen with me and my kid sometimes, and he is very disappointed when he doesn't get his way. Or if, like, a perfect example was when we were watching the Hawks play and they lost, and he got mad at my wife and I. He said it was our fault because we didn't root hard enough for the Hawks to win, right?
Yeah. Well, and this is the same. Did you take a look at yourself and say, maybe
I totally was like, you know what? Maybe I didn't look. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't root hard enough. I should have rooted. But anyway, and it's the same thing. I don't think she thinks it's the test's fault at all. I think she's looking at something. She's looking at Turk to blame for it, though. She's looking to try to find a way to blame Turk for this moment.
No, but in the show, they assume it's a minute long. You're cooking the pizza rolls.
But that doesn't necessarily... Oh, you're saying that it makes it take longer?
Yeah, I'm saying a plot point of the show that's probably not accurate, I imagine, in real life, is that this cheaper off-brand thing takes 3 minutes, not 1 minute. That's how the whole plot of the episode works.
Well, I think every pregnancy test is different time.
Okay.
It's time different. I don't think I don't know.
He's just talking about the story of the show.
Yeah. But then they put it in the microwave.
They didn't put
the... Am I tripping? Did they put the test in the microwave? What was in the microwave? Oh, the pizza bites were in the microwave. Dirt!
I thought you were off jazz cabbage. What's happening? I thought you took a jazz cabbage.
I was a little confused, man. It's hard to write the shit and do it at the same... Look up and write. And I'm I'm listening to you while I'm writing
down. You don't pause?
No, man.
I pause.
I don't have time to pause.
You don't have time to pause?
No, bro. No, bro.
How funny was the janitor? The janitor smoking in the flashback running.
That was hilarious. And doing the hurdles. And then Neil doing the hurdles.
The callback later.
It looked kind of good. It didn't look bad.
By the way, I do have to say, I always know it's Spiller. And I want to say Janae Bakken wrote this episode. She's a talented gal. But I always know it's... But whenever I, as a director, am watching this show and go, this... one's really directed well. It's Spiller. Gotta say it. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. The cinematography in this episode was really good. And the way they shot Neil fake hurdling was perfect.
Yeah.
There was some really clever photography with regards to that. And so the JD then calls the janitor out on all of his lies, goes on gives us a short list of some of the janitor's lies.
But it looks like the whole hospital, nobody believes the janitor.
Everybody's
anymore,
over his lies.
Yeah.
And then you come in and I say, not now, I'm glow basking. I go, no, I'm going to bask in the glow of being right or whatever. And then you come in, I go, not now, I'm glow basking. I laugh so hard at this. Where do the doves go? I don't know. But one thing...
I remember shooting this. Do you remember shooting this?
No, but I must have been. We must have been dying laughing.
Dude, I remember this. You know when we were laughing? Do you know what part we're laughing at?
No, tell me.
One thing Carla knows, that in her stomach, there's a tiny little. And you went through like a bunch of. I remember you going through a bunch of different.
And one thing I know is that in her uterus is a little soft baby turkey.
Yeah, you went through several different things. It was a little tiny gherkin. Like you said so many different things, dude, so many things. I remember this day and I remember laughing.
That's the perfect setup to riff on.
Yeah.
That whole thing about the doves. Where do the doves go? I don't know.
I don't know.
One thing I do know.
Yeah.
How about the grandfather kennel fantasy?
That should have me rolling. So there's two fantasies that are one very long. But and out of nowhere, this dude comes in to tell everyone about his being a hurdle racer, one. And then where did the kennel come from? It was a grandfather kennel. But I know you were imagining it, but you're being given a tour. But how did it happen?
The setup was something like, what was the setup, Joelle? It was something like...
They were
grandmother. Someone, Carla and the grandmother. Someone's grandfather was going to die or something.
Mm-hmm. Carla's like, it's not like a dog. You can't just replace him. Turk didn't want to do a hip surgery on like a 98-year-old man.
That's what it was. This was very funnily done. And the set, I love how the set is like that old grandparent, like wall boarding, you know, the wood boards.
Yeah.
And then like they've all got their like Barca lounger recliner chair.
And some bite.
Yeah, and then I lure mine over with a Werther's candy.
Come here.
And I'm like, here, go unwrap this. You want to unwrap this in a movie theater?
He's hiding behind the recliner.
We don't want to separate these two. Well, I already have a grandma.
Yeah, well, I already have a grandmother. By the way, I love
I'm telling
Werther's
you, this
candy.
Show pairs well with Jazz Cabbage. It really does.
Did you have Jazz Cabbage when you watched
absolutely.
This?
When watching this show,
I thought you were off Jazz Cabbage. I didn't know.
No, we had this conversation, bro.
Okay.
Just do it less.
Off the Jazz Cabbage.
Okay,
I'm just
don't
doing
yell
it.
At me.
I don't do it when I'm doing the podcast.
By the way, I love Werther's candies. I know that's like a jokey, like old person treat.
You like butterscotch?
I love a Werther's.
They slap.
I never see them. I've never had a Werther's.
They're very tasty.
Never had a Werther's?
Joelle, do you not know any seniors?
Joelle, you know how some hard candies make your saliva kind of thick and everything? It's like literally like you're swallowing. It feels like you're swallowing
so
butterscotch.
I'm going to drive you in later. I'm coming
20
over.
20 minutes.
I'm bringing you
by
a Werther's.
By the way, this is like the best ad for Werther's right now. But Werther's are great.
Yeah. They are great.
I don't know why they got stereotypically... known for being an old person favorite, but they are.
It do you sounds
like salt,
old.
Do you like salt and butterscotch over ice cream?
Who doesn't? Yes.
Oh, like vanilla ice cream. It's delicious. So delicious, man.
Joelle, please get Werther's as a sponsor.
You should hit that button right now.
Which one?
The bong ripper.
Joelle, please try and get Werther's. I imagine the Werther's head office is run by senior citizens, so they might not know.
They don't know how to use a computer.
No, they might not know that podcasts are a thing. But I,
they still have rotary dial telephones.
Yeah, they have. No, they have this kind.
No.
They have the kind you hold up to your phone, like, "Hello, can I get too far one."
Operator.
You have to amp it up. Yes, operator, give me Connecticut 247. Werther's. Would you like to advertise on a podcast? Coming to you live. All right. So then I say I lowjacked the janitor.
Yes. We have successfully lowjacked the janitor.
Elliot can't not cry at the thought of a baby.
Right.
So she lies and says that Keith dumped her.
Dumped her, yes. And this makes for, Cox. Seeing this and knowing what's happened and wants to get back at Elliot for what she did earlier with the German guy, convinces Keith to wink at every girl that walks by, and then shows Carla, who's kind of sad for Elliot, what Keith is doing, and they hatch a plan to they had to plan to have Carla tell Keith subtly all of the, is it sub, how would you say it? Is it subtly? Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah.
Wait, she's not being, subtly. Yeah, I guess so. All of his faults in the bedroom.
Right. What are his faults? I forgot what they end up being, other than he doesn't stretch for the whirly bird.
They don't tell us anything else.
That was like a weird little side plot that didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
I know what it is. We learned that Keith made out with his sister.
His sister.
Oh, right.
That's right. All his sexual secrets.
That's really weird. I mean.
But then Elliot doesn't really have a problem with it because
she says
his
Denise is hot.
Yeah, she's banging. She's banging.
That's so twisted.
Yeah. So twisted.
It's a bit.
Like, I'm doing a writer's room right now.
Sixth grade is pretty old to be making out with your sister.
Yeah, you know better.
You definitely know better.
You know better. I'm doing a writer's room right now. And I realize what it takes to have to get to that moment. And for those things to have to get through, Bill has to sign off on, yeah, all right, fuck it. Yeah, the brother and sisters, they're making out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But to get there, you have to be, that's like one of those late night. All right. So how about this? What if the secret, like they're like, they tried to go through several secrets. They couldn't really think of anything. And then finally was like, yo, what if he makes out with his sister in like the sixth grade?
Yeah.
And Bill's like, yeah, all right, fuck it. Go with it.
Yeah. Fuck it. I want to go home. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because that's just the babies. That was a long way around the block for yelling abort the babies.
Yeah, and then to say to the father, sorry.
And the priest says, I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice.
Yeah, we were really trying to be edgy. This is edgy at any time, but definitely even edgier back when we were doing it.
Yeah.
I say there's no fetus. Nobody makes fetus balloons. JD actually went to a balloon, probably several balloon stores, but this is before the internet. So,
where do you keep the fetus balloons at?
The internet was what the internet was, so he couldn't Google search fetus balloons. Joelle, will you see if there's any fetus balloons now? I'm interested.
Do you remember the Thomas Guide? We spoke about this.
That's how you got around LA. You had to look shit up in a book.
This shit was a mess.
I laughed so hard, Donald, when you were like, do that whole thing. Really? Do you have a good ideas? I'm tired of your ideas. And I go, it's a good one.
Go ahead. I'm listening. I think that's after Richard Kind. So I do believe we were all trying.
I know.
You know.
There's something about, I never heard it anywhere else, but in this show, JD goes, it's a good one, like spelled G-O-O-D apostrophe N.
Yeah, Gooden.
Like when I said, like when in the
it's a biggin.
It's a biggin.
Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than driving my scooter Sasha through potholes. And here comes a biggin.
I just realized what that suit of armor is behind you.
Oh, yeah, it's from Wish I Was Here.
I thought it was a suit of armor for the. I'm like, what the fuck kind of?
It is a suit of armor, but it's a futuristic suit of armor from the film Wish I Was Here that you should now rent tonight because it's on Netflix. Everybody, you don't need to rent it; it's free. It's on Netflix.
Wow. Absolutely, I hear The Wave is playing on Stars. Joel, also.
I just looked down. I just looked down in the chat, and it says no fetus balloons.
Not a thing.
No fetus balloons. Yeah, that armor, Donald. After the film Wish I Was Here, I put on a mannequin so it could stand in my apartment.
Yeah, you know, you're very lucky because as a professional actor, I have very few things from movies that I was a part of. At one point, I did have the jersey from Remember the Titans, Petey Jones' number. I don't know where it was. I used to wear it, too, because it fit, and then I started getting bigger. This was back when I was 175 pounds. And then I had a bunch of Scrubs memorabilia also. But now... I don't have much.
I don't have much either.
I found some old school Kobe Bryant socks that I still have,
Kobe wore?
No, that I wore because I was a fan of Kobe. You know what I mean?
That's not memorabilia. Why is that memorabilia?
Because you can't find those socks anywhere now.
Oh. I thought the story was going to be a bit better than that.
I mean, shit, man. What do you want me to say? To me,
I thought you were
going to
be like, Kobe Bryant gave me these socks.
You know, I'm not going to say what I thought.
Or do not. There is no try.
I'm not going to say what I thought. Let's move on.
All right. When we give the speech in the cafeteria and we try to make a dramatic exit. And then I'm like, wait. You go left. No, that was right.
Right.
No, I need to come with you. Right. That made me laugh.
I did. What was the throwing wind in JD's face? What was that?
A wine.
A wine. There. Yeah, there it is. Yes. Don't laugh at me, Joel.
It's funny.
When you threw wind in my face?
Yeah, when I threw wind in your face. That shit made me laugh also.
Yeah.
I laughed at that.
Yeah.
And then when he spills the wine.
Yeah, because we can't tell Carla. By the way, aren't you supposed to wait to tell people you're pregnant? Like 3 months or something?
Yeah, usually you want to wait until it's for sure. And that's usually around the 3 month area.
People, I imagine, have miscarriages in the first trimester.
In the first, yeah.
You guys are announcing it like after the test came up.
No. Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we're speaking.
How long do you and Casey wait to tell people?
We told everybody right away. We're speaking of.
Really?
Yeah, we told right as soon as we found out. And people were like, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And we're like, okay. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words. And we're back.
We are back.
All right, Joelle, did you bring a caller to us?
I brought you guys a penis doctor.
Wow.
No way. I have
this
questions.
Is so great. Well,
I have questions.
You can ask them about the whole
Daniel
that porn
said it's
ad
a
you
spongy,
saw.
It's a spongy
Please.
Thing.
Please.
And you know what? Let's hear right now if that's accurate or not.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Penis Doctor Darren!
Hello.
There he is.
There he is. My God.
Hi, Darren.
Darren,
Hi.
What's up?
You got, Darren,
well,
are you
he's
really
a penis doctor. He's a penis doctor, but he has the Jets gear on. I don't know about all that, man.
Wait, before you get into sports dissing, because Darren is wearing a Jets. But Darren,
don't take it off. Leave it on.
Darren, are you a penis doctor? And what is that called? A urologist?
I'm a urologist. That is what people call penis doctor. But we also take care of other urologic organs like kidney, bladder, prostate, any areas adjacent to that, but then the genitals are what we're, most
And do you deal, a gynecologist obviously handles women, so you deal mostly with men, I take it.
No, but women have kidney stones, kidney cancer, any issues with the bladder, any issues with voiding, like urination issues. So I would say there's actually a decent amount of women that we take care of as well.
Darren, Doc,
I got a real question.
I'm going to ask first, Donald.
Let's just say Zach has a small penis. Let's just say that. Let's just say let's just go there. Oh, we're not going to say it's true, but let's just imagine that.
I'm proud of my size, doctor. What's the average size? Here's I'm going to get my ruler.
Right. Here's the question.
I'm so sorry.
Is there a pill? Is there a pill that extends for real, for real?
Donald has been watching some advertisements that say if he takes certain... Okay, go ahead. He's got, cut it right to the chase, Doc. Tell us.
There are no pills that can make your penis bigger.
What about thicker? What about
fatter? You've been wasting so much money, Donald.
What about fatter?
There are meds that can help you if you have issues with erections. And we know when you have like, you know, a half chub kind of thing and it's not fully
Is that the actual doctor diagnosis, half chub?
Probably not what I will say to your patient.
I diagnose you with a half chub.
A couple episodes ago, you were talking about how bigger penises may be more fertile, and that's not true either.
Yeah, Donald. Donald's a man.
I never said that. Yeah, I never said that.
Donald does not.
I just think you can get closer to the freaking.
Yes. Donald, I asked it because Donald implied that if his giant cock was closer to where the egg is fertilized, it would help. But that's not true, doctor, is it?
Correct. That is not true. There's muscles.
But don't they win the race? Okay, well, I just thought they'd get
there faster. This came up before you came on the air. We have so many questions. What is a penis made of? Donald said it's a muscle, which I know to be not true. Daniel said it's a spongy tissue that blood flows to. What is a penis, doctor?
And do penis pumps really work?
And by the way, that was... No, calm down, Donald.
My God.
Give him one question at a time.
Okay. So
what is a penis?
There are like compartments within the penis. The urethra, which has the penis, has like cells, essentially, that allow the urine to drain. And so there is, it's kind of, and what Daniel was saying, that erectile bodies do have, there is muscle, there is vessels, there is kind of fibrous tissue that allows the penis to be firm. So it's made up of all of those things. So it's kind
of, you know, when a man is aroused, blood rushes to the penis, and then what keeps the blood in the penis? I don't understand.
Oh my God, Zach! We have lectures on this.
Okay, but can you say it in a day? You're speaking to people that know nothing. So, in very layman's terms, there's a thing on Reddit called "Explain It Like I'm 5." Explain it like I'm 10.
Okay. Yeah. So there are two compartments in the penis that fill with blood, and the way that they fill with blood relaxes the muscle relaxes, and it actually then compresses the veins and prevents the blood from flowing out. So the arterial flow flows in, like the blood flow flows in, but then there's unable to be flow out, and that is how you have a rigid penis. And that's how you
Doc,
can have intercourse
is it true?
Or anything or any other kind of sexual activity.
Okay, Doc, is it true that with masturbation I can train my penis to grow longer?
No, I don't think of that.
Damn.
There are surgeries that are like wasted time.
Donald, don't interrupt him. Go ahead, Darren. What are you saying? There are
cosmetic surgeries that some urologists do that can increase the length of your penis, but they're
because some people do.
I hear that in porn that people put like freaking prosthetics in to make
a penis bigger. Yeah, those things are crazy.
Darren, you don't do that work. Now listen, there are some people that do. I mean, they're born with a micro penis, which is horrible. I would imagine, and so there must be some surgery that those men can have.
Yeah, I mean, there are some surgeries you can do.
Daniel, did it hurt? What was the surgery like, Daniel? Did you?
There are people who are born, you know, with other congenital anomalies that there are ways to fix it. But there's also, I mean, what about with female to male transgender patients or, you know, transgender people who want to get phalloplasty? There are ways you can make a penis.
Got it.
Right.
Wait, I have another question. Wait, Donald, it's my turn.
Go ahead.
Is it
true? We got to ask about the half, what was it that where it was like
the half chub.
No, not the half chub.
Where you make a vagina and keep the balls?
And keep the balls. Yes.
We're not asking about that.
We're not asking about that.
He's a real doctor. Shut the fuck up, Darren, is it true? By the way, it's our dream to talk to a real penis doctor. Darren, is it true that there is no semen in pre-cum? I've heard this.
I think pre-cum, from what I understand, is really just like lubricant. But if there are still, I think, you know, like I'm just making me think of like in Happy End and Master of None, there was a scene like this. And if there's still sperm in your urethra from a prior ejaculation.
Right, but let's say there's not, Darren. Right, Darren, I'm not saying people should use this as birth control, but I was amazed to find out, and this is very dangerous. Don't, please wear protection. Wear protection, please. Right, Darren?
Yeah, it's definitely wear protection. But the withdrawal method is, you know.
Of course, but I'm saying I didn't know until a few years ago that pre-cum is really the lubricant for the urethra, and there's technically no semen in that material.
Okay, so here's a real deal Holyfield question. If you
so was mine. That was a good question.
Yeah, no doubt. If you and your partner both get tested, and you neither one of you have STDs or that can be passed, and you decide to have sex without a condom.
Okay.
Right. So my wife and why, and this is what I want to understand. Why was it like this? My wife and I, it took us a bit of time for her to get pregnant. You know what I mean? And we were trying to get pregnant. And then you hear stories of other people and it happens right away. If it's as simple, why is it that it should be as simple as if you're both fertile and you do the deed
at the right time of the month, obviously.
At the right time of the month, obviously. Right. How come sometimes, like, what are the odds that we're going up against that it doesn't work all the time? Right. I know you don't deliver babies and everything like that, but this is.
But he knows. He's a penis doctor.
Yeah, no, but I'm actually next year I'm going to do a fellowship in male infertility, which is honestly half the part of that. That's like an unbelievable question because think about like the process from the sperm being made in your testicles, getting to out of the penis, and then at the same time the female partner with an egg has to kind of ovulate out of the ovary and through the fallopian tube into the uterus, and then you have to have, you know, sexual intercourse or what have you to get the sperm there. The moral is there are so many steps where it can just not work, or maybe that, you know, whatever sperm gets to the egg, because, you know, usually women only ovulate one egg, isn't able to really, you know, strong enough or has the genetic material enough. And similarly, maybe the egg was not ready either. So I think there's also a lot that they don't know about. And by they, I mean us doctors and researchers who deal with infertility and, you know, and
there's a drone flying around on Mars, doctor. Why can't you tell us?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, why? And, you know, that's why we usually advise a patient and a couple not to seek a fertility specialist unless they know they have an issue for, you know, 6 to 12 months, because there's just so much that can kind of go awry or randomness to it, that we usually want a couple to have tried for a significant period of time without birth control with the proper timing methods. It's hard to do studies with those kind of things also clinically on humans, like say like, all right, you know, your certain amount of couples are going to have sex on this and this day, and you are going to do it in this day, and we want to, and testing everything, like, it's hard to do it.
Yeah. Well, nobody probably follows
it's
your
really
rules.
Weird, man. Cause like the first time it took a really long time for us to get pregnant, and I was, you know, I was really excited about that. You know what I mean? Even though she was like, I'm not pregnant, in my mind, I was like, yeah, we get to fuck some more. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know what I mean? And then we have the baby and everything, and she says, I want to have another one. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, here we go. Another year of fucking. And it happened like right away, dude, like right away. Yeah, and I'm just wondering, like, what is the science behind it? Because, you know, you can't ever really, you know, even if you do everything right, even if you're both fertile, even, you know,
Yeah.
It has to happen at the right time or it doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have like a great answer for you. You know, it's more about, in that year, you know, maybe something didn't mesh up and then you got lucky. And then the second one, like, that's kind of why we, you know, you want to have sex multiple times around ovulation. And then, I mean, I had similar stories with, you know, my conception kind of thing. And even if you do get pregnant, then there's issues, you know, you can have miscarriages and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So do some men
ejaculate more than other men?
And why are there pills that or things that can make it so that you ejaculate more? Oh, yeah, here's another question.
Wait, hold on.
If you ejaculate longer and more, does that mean orgasm is better?
That's such a hard question. No, you're throwing too many questions at him. My question first, Doctor. Dr. Penis. Yes. Dr. Penis.
Penis Dr. Darren.
Sometimes in certain films, you will see the male ejaculate, and it's like a goose is pooing. It's just everywhere. and I wondered why that's happening.
Oh my God!
Here's my real question. My real question, the non-silly version, is: Do different men have a different amount of ejaculate as their norm?
There's a kind of like a percentile of like having more than 2 or 3 milliliters is kind of a low level of normal. So you can have anywhere up to, you know, a couple milliliters. It's still not a lot. I think that in these films that you're probably referring to.
What are you talking about films? Let him talk.
Don't interrupt him.
That it's, you know, I mean, probably if you wait longer, there's an often, you know, you want to make that probably get to a.
But it goes quicker
when volume.
You
wait
longer. It builds up. Yes. You're saying,
yeah, but
it's quicker when you wait longer. It's quicker. That's the thing. It's like you kind of want to throw a couple of exhibitions in there before you.
You're not wrong. But
before you go play,
you
know what I mean?
It's like firing a machine gun in the air.
It seems like more than there is. It seems like more than there is. It ends up like, you know, if you've
all
never
right,
had
doctor.
To give a sperm sample.
All right, I haven't had to give a sperm. Although we had a funny episode of that in Scrubs.
Dude, do you have any questions for
us? No, wait, don't worry about his questions yet. Doctor?
No, I'm sure, yeah. Let's do it.
Sometimes I have to pee all the time.
Yeah.
And I was told that can be prostatitis.
I mean, that's like a big jump. There's so many other things. You drink like 2 liters. You talk about how much water you guys drink all the time. That, that could very well be it.
Right, well, I'm saying, but sometimes I will evacuate my bladder, and then a short time after, I'll be like, I gotta pee again, and it wasn't because I'm drinking like an insane amount of water. Right. I don't have prostatitis, probably though, right?
Probably not. Prostatitis is more like other painful pelvic symptoms, or other like more irritated avoiding symptoms, other than just having to pee occasionally on certain days. It could be. I mean, as you get into your 40s and 50s, your prostate gets bigger and. There can be issues with like obstruction from enlarged prostate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I were, you know, your urologist, there are certain evaluations we can do. And
will you be my urologist? Where do you live?
I live in Cleveland. I'm in the Cleveland clinic.
I'll come to Cleveland. I'm going to come to Cleveland. Donald's going to mention fucking 2 restaurants he knows.
Yeah.
Wait, guys. So,
Terrell, this is the best guest. Let's have Dr. Penis on every day.
Every day.
Oh, dude. I mean, if you guys have other questions, like, you know, I'm sure you're going to think of more questions.
I do, but you guys won't let me ask.
Okay, guys, don't do a dumb one. Do a serious one.
It's not a
dumb question.
If I throw my penis, if I throw my semen at the wall, will it stick? He doesn't want to hear that shit.
Okay, so look, check this out. When people fall,
he said probably.
When I see people fall and stuff like that, like in videos, like this, they had the crate box challenge, and all these people were falling.
Mm-hmm.
How come when I go ooh, I kind of feel it in my dick area? Like, what is that about? What is that?
That's a great question. It's because it's like you squeezing your whole like abdominal and pelvic musculature, and the pelvic musculature are connected to the genitals. That's how you ejaculate, for instance, or hold in your pee, for instance. But also the testicles. You know, sometimes the opposite. Sometimes you get hit in the balls and then your belly hurts.
Yeah.
Because the testicles, when you're in utero being made, actually start in your abdomen and they go down through the abdomen into the scrotum. Hmm. So the nerves kind of still travel up that way. So there's that connection.
So here's the thing though. I like watching these videos because I like that feeling, dude. That shit's
I get really? Nauseous. When I see a man on a video really, really nail his groin, like fall on like a skateboarder, land on a banister, for example, I hate it. I have to hold my balls and wince.
I do the same. I literally do the same thing, Zach.
I like it. It's like one of those things.
All right, Dr. Brick. And if you live in Cleveland and you need a penis doctor, you're going to go to Dr. Brick at the Cleveland Clinic?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Brick, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah. Yes. Not really urology related, but I'm also, you know, I know you guys always talk about movies and stuff, and I'm a huge movie lover myself. And two of my favorite movies aren't necessarily like the best movies of all time, but they're movies that I watched as a kid, and then as I grow up, you kind of see new things because you watch them a million times. And like see new things like as you're maturing or just new things from watching so many times. Are there any movies like that you guys have? Like for me, it's Forrest Gump and Dumb and Dumber. Just like I remember watching it as a kid and like there's just humor that bypasses you. And then as you get older, you kind of grow into that. You guys have any thoughts?
Yeah,
Just give a non-Star Wars answer, please.
It's not Star Wars at all. I have two films that I watch that you kind of have to, one of them you kind of have to watch every year just because it's the classic around Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I think, to this day has so many jokes in it. I have yet to see them all, you know?
Right.
From music cues to, you know, inside or punchlines that I didn't understand when I was younger. Yeah. And as I get older, I start to understand. I think that's one of those movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And then Rushmore also is one of those movies where it's like, holy shit. Like it's just joke after joke, after joke, after joke. And if you're not paying attention, you miss a lot of it. And so those two movies.
Rushmore's a great answer. I'm so happy you answered something that wasn't Star Wars related.
It doesn't run my life, Zach. It's just a part of it.
My honest answer is a movie called Annie Hall. We're not supposed to talk about Woody Allen anymore, understandably, but I was raised on that movie. It was my father's favorite movie, rest in peace. And it was a movie we watched every year. And then the other answer that came to my mind, because Donald referenced the movie that you watch every year, is A Christmas Story. That's a movie that we end up watching every single year. And I think you always find new things from a kid to adulthood in that film too. Those are the first two that came to mind. Do you have another question or anything about our penises you want to know? Just kidding.
About my penis like that. Yeah. Do cock rings work?
They hold the blood in, right?
Oh yeah. You're asking about vacuum devices. Although vacuum devices are actually more used for people with erectile dysfunction. Because you can kind of you kind of bring that blood in, and then you put a rubber band around it, and that can kind of help with that. Okay. So like, you know, like in Austin Powers, like the penis pump, that's not really a real.
It's not my bag, baby.
Yeah, yeah. and cock rings, people use them for like sexual pleasure, those kind of things. Though I being in the hospital, I've seen the bed ends of
those. They get stuck on there.
Yeah, something gets stuck or...
Donald, you should get an extra large one if you do order one because I'm worried it's going to get stuck on there.
Exactly.
I think it gets stuck in the hair, not necessarily around.
No, he's worked in the hospital. It's like, listen to him.
You ever have what kind of
cock ring are these people putting on?
He's giving you an analogy, a wedding ring that gets stuck.
I know, I get it, but what kind of cock ring are you putting on?
If you keep it on for too long. If you keep it on for too long,
Who's walking around with cock ring? Oh, really? Is that
the maneuver?
Hold on. Let me get... Knowledge me real quick. Am I supposed to wear my cock ring 24/7?
I love it. No, definitely not. This is a public service announcement. Daniel, put the more you know. Do not wear your cock ring around for too long. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no, my other question was if you have any other crazy fan interactions or fan interactions from back in the day that you specifically like kind of remember.
Yeah, you know, in London, somebody jumped on my back and yelled eagle.
Without permission.
Without permission.
Don't do that, guys. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, you know, there are a lot of negative comments on Instagram or something like that, or on Twitter when we say
things. Asking about fan interactions, if you've ever...
Yeah, but those are fans. Whether they hate... Those are fans. Those are interactions where it's like, wow, it's really weird that you felt... You got so angry that you decided to spend however many minutes or seconds of your day, you know, your precious day, to write how much you hate me. And I find that really interesting that people do that. And so,
yeah.
And to do that, you kind of have to be a fan or aware of my existence in some way or listen to the things I say. So when I see that, it's like, wow, dude, like, that's just bizarre to me that you were willing to take all this time because of something I said on a podcast or a movie I was in.
I'm sure Dr. Burke has had a patient that didn't like something that was angry.
It's like
him.
I said to the left. That shit's going right now, Doc. It's going right now. I said left.
I told you to have it curved to the right. All right, it's time for Cleveland's favorite segment. It's time to
fix your life.
So, you know, I'm a urology resident, and residency is hard. And hours are long, and I have a wife and two kids. And I think the thing that we're all trying to do, you know, these days is find that work-life balance. Yeah. And, you know, I know you guys are busy, obviously, different professions, but everyone has their own kind of thing. Do you have any tips for you guys?
Well, I understand where, because I have two very young children also, and I try to hustle as much as I can so I can, you know, provide for them like you do, for your family. When's the last time you guys went on a vacation, like a real vacation?
Like just me and my wife, or the four of us?
The four of you guys.
Yeah. Not for a while. Yeah, I mean, with COVID and then...
COVID's been like...
That's crazy. Been, yeah.
I would say the next family outing, next big family outing, plan it to a T and enjoy the process of planning it. Because that's a lot of fun we've found here.
Yeah.
You know, and it also opens up your ability to improvise when things don't necessarily go as planned. But you know,
you're saying that you and your wife find fun, and the family find fun in not just the vacation, but the looking forward and the planning
forward and the planning of the trip. Yes,
yeah.
You know, because you're right, you don't have a lot of time, but there is that little bit of time where you guys can. You know, even if it's a fantasy, even if it's something that's not real, there's a time where you're all together and you have that moment to, you know, just be happy, enjoy those moments. And, you know, and then and when you do go on those when you do have the opportunity to vacation, if it's planned properly, you know, you have so many things that you can do together. There's so many great things that you can do together.
I would imagine you're surprising your kids, because your kids probably want more of your time and you're so darn busy. So I would imagine that if there's ways that you can surprise your kids with an adventure, it doesn't need to be a trip somewhere fancy, but it could be like, you know, we're doing something that you had no idea.
We're going to get ice cream.
Yeah, even if we're going to get ice cream or going to the zoo, we're doing something that you had no idea was happening, and you thought dad was working today. Well, he's not, and we're going on this mini adventure. I just imagine, like, I remember stuff like that with my dad, which I thought was so meaningful. Like, anything that was a surprise, it could be as small as, like, guess where we're going? Where? We're going to get ice cream. Or it could be, guess where we're going? You know, we're going to go to the toy store, and you can pick out anything you want under this amount of money, you know, that kind of thing. Like, just something that's for a kid, a surprise adventure with dad, I remember being really special.
Now, as far as you and your wife go,
go ahead.
You know, you guys went ahead and had kids. You guys went ahead and had kids, so... that stuff's out the window.
So that's over. So yeah, you've made that choice. You took
that.
A fork in the road. You took a fork in the road.
You had a choice.
That's not true. They go to bed. What time do they go to bed?
Right. They go to bed.
My kids are good sleepers. They're good sleepers.
All right, good.
When they go to bed, guess what time it is, though, to go to bed for the adults, too. Yeah, like, exactly. I put my kids down within a half an hour. I'm like.
Yeah. And that's when I text Casey.
That's where she kills at night. I'll kill you.
No, Zach. I didn't mean to imply a sexual joke even. I just mean that like we'll like literally be talking about the same trash TV we're watching. Because Donald's asleep.
Are you watching Bachelor in Paradise, guys?
No, I don't go that dark.
Oh God, it's so
Daniel,
good.
You're watching
it's
that?
So good. Hell yeah. Me and Stephanie love Batch.
Bachelor in Paradise is a jam.
Really? I tried like 30 seconds of it. I was like, I feel dirty.
Oh, it's my so, wife watches, it's so bad, but it's just
you,
candy.
You and your wife watch it.
My wife watches it, and I'm in the room, and I'm.
Oh, dude! Oh, this
I'm
is,
not
this
watching
is,
it.
This is ABC. Really. This is as far as ABC will go when it comes to porn, dude. This is it's like phenomenal, man. Like
I want
to
recommend a good show. There's a show I watched on Hulu with Martin Short and Selena Gomez and Steve Martin. The only murder in the building. Very funny. Martin Short.
I heard it good.
Martin Short can literally just stand there and I start giggling. Mm. Yeah, he's so amazing. Fucking funny. He steals the whole show.
Yeah.
And then the other one is that new Nicole Kidman show. What's that called? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, Nine Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. Nine Perfect Strangers.
Casey's watching that.
I just started that. That's good.
Yeah. Casey's watching that.
That's good. Very good.
I recommend Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh my God. All right,
I recommend
that's our show.
What? Wait, hold on, wait up. I recommend What If. Have you guys been watching What If? Marvel's What If?
I'm not on of Loki. Last episode
okay.
Of Loki left.
Oh, so you're still on Loki. Dude, when you get to What If. Yeah. Woo! Now look, it's cartoon, but they dive deep
looks
into
sick,
this
though.
Shit. It's so dope. Yeah, so dope. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, listen.
Can I do one more shout out before you
go? Anything you want, Dr. Brooke. You were so helpful. I'm sorry about our immature questions, but we really needed to know the answers.
No, this is literally what I went into specifically for those immature.
And by the way, I joke. And by the way, we joke, but I there's so much stuff that men. I'm 46 years old, and I played a doctor for 10 years. There's so much stuff men don't know about their penis.
No,
I didn't really know. What the material.
Oh, I have a question. Oh, I have a question. Sorry,
what? It's getting
is
dark
it
outside.
True? Is it true? Because I saw it in American Pie. Where is the button in my butthole that makes me come?
No, I. I don't think it's not specifically like that. There are like prosthetic massages that you can kind of do. Yeah, you got to get a little deep in there to get to do a prosthetic massage. But even the musculature is all kind of very close to each other. So that's why there are not, you don't just like put a finger in your butt and come. You need like a.
Donald does.
You know, it just may be.
By the way, we just saw this thing on one of our last episodes. We found the thing. That they use for rams to make them ejaculate.
Oh, and there's electro ejaculation.
Yeah, it's an electro thing. Would that work on a human, doctor?
We can use that on certain men who can't ejaculate because they have a neurogenic issue and want to have kids. And this is safer than a surgical
is it
retrieval
painful?
Of sperm.
Does it hurt?
Is it painful?
I've never done it, and usually these people.
Wait a second.
Can you set the volume like 1 to 10?
Why are you even in the field if you can't play with the toys on yourself?
Yeah. Don't you feel, Dr. Burke, that you should try it out to know if it's effective?
No.
Yeah, right?
especially if it's ejaculation. I should know.
In truth,
if I'm
I
gonna...
assure you, this doesn't hurt. In fact.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right. Oh my God. All right, Donald. I'm sorry, Dr. Brick. I'm apologize.
I'm good. No apologies.
Listen, you've been a wonderful guest. Joelle, can we please have him on to answer more questions?
Absolutely.
Please keep him in
more?
The Rolodex. Oh
yes.
My God.
And maybe,
are you kidding me? I always have dick questions.
Maybe Joelle, maybe you could find a guest that has a penis problem.
Oh boy.
And we could have Dr. Brick on and live help the person with their penis problem.
Okay, I will aim
for
that.
Interesting. That is a tough job.
If you have a penis problem, bye guys. I happen to have some people in the house. If you have a penis problem, I want you to contact Joelle. Amanda just came over from her came out from her glam session, and all she hears is, "If you have a penis problem, contact Joelle at what is it, Joelle?
No, don't contact
Scrubs
Joelle.
No, the email. The
email. You're gonna reach out to scrubsiheart@gmail.com. Put it in the subject line so I know what you're talking about.
Subject line: penis problem for Dr.
And no pictures necessary.
Yeah, don't send pictures if it's weird
like that. Pictures will disqualify you.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The pictures will disqualify you. Do you hear that? But if you have a
We're only looking at pictures on the actual show. Right?
Okay. Maybe. Maybe.
What? Sure. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Whatever.
But if you have a penis problem and you want live help, we will keep you anonymous, obviously. It will be an interesting thing for us all to learn. Dr. Brick, is there anything that you would tell our listeners about their penises, like in just as we say goodbye?
Or just about their about that area in general?
Like, I don't have a foreskin, but I know that if you do, you got to get under there and clean it. Right, doctor?
Oh, that was what I was going to say. If you're uncircumcised, you still your foreskin, definitely got to keep it clean.
What's the best way to clean inside your foreskin?
Washcloth.
What about a wet one?
You foreskin down and you cleanse it damply, cleanse it, soap, all that stuff every time you take a shower.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I would say is that if you do have, usually they say if you have an erection longer than 4 hours, go to the emergency room. Like, I would say you probably shouldn't have an erection longer than 2 hours. So if you have an erection longer than 2 hours, then it's probably already too long. And because you see some people who are like embarrassed and they don't get there until 24 hours, but it's really bad. So
that's really bad. So if your erection isn't going away after 2 hours, go to the emergency room.
2 to 4 hours.
If your erection is, how about this? If your erection isn't going away after sex, you should probably go to the emergency room.
There are probably youngins who can have a short refractory period.
They call it a refractory period. That's how quickly you can reset, Doc?
Yeah.
Donald, how long is your refractory period?
Let me think. I would say it's about...
I don't really want to know. All right. Refractory period.
That's what it's called. I just wanted to say, it's all right, not medical related, but it's interesting. I listened to you guys on... like 1.5 speed, so it's really nice to hear your voice in regular, because I'm listening on my commute to work. And my best friend Danny, who we watch a show, and we'll randomly text each other comments. We always talk about that. But I love you guys. I've watched you guys since I was a kid, and watched with my dad, who's also a doctor, and he and I always say that Scrubs is definitely the most realistic, quote unquote realistic doctor show. And really, this podcast came at like the perfect time, and you guys couldn't have timed it any better. I know it sucks that you couldn't be together, but I remember hearing about it, and then COVID happened, and it just was literally, this podcast, listening to it was the thing that like put a smile on my face like every time I listened to it. So
thank you so
I appreciate
much.
You guys
that
so
means
much.
A lot to us, coming from a real doctor, and thank you for taking the time and for enduring our silly questions. Amanda, do you want to come say hi briefly to everyone? Amanda, we're going to end our show, but Amanda can quickly say hi. She has her glam makeup on for our special evening.
Dr. Brick, is there anyone you want to say hi to, or anyone you want to shout out?
Hey,
my wife, Amanda, actually.
Hi. Don't mess up my hair.
Sorry, hold it this way, like they do in the We Are the World video. Go ahead.
Guys, I love all the penis talk.
Yeah, this is Dr. Brick. He's a real urologist, Amanda. Penis specialist.
Hi. Why are we talking
his
about
wife's name?
So
his wife's name, because he's a penis doctor.
Well, because
his wife's name is Amanda, too.
Sometimes penis talk comes up on the show, and Joelle was nice enough to bring on someone who could answer the questions about penises.
Because Joelle's the best.
And, I disagree with Florence's mom about enough talking about the willies. I
Oh, really? Hold on. I got to hit the button.
I love talking about the willies.
Do.
Oh, that's or not do it. Not. Hold on.
That's right. Do Where or do not talk about them willies.
Hold on. Here she is.
Oh, for fuck's sake, just stop talking about your willies.
No, Dr. Brick said we're allowed.
See, we talked about our willies so much, Amanda, that Florence's mom gave me a note on the show. She said, just please stop talking about your willies.
And then you recorded it?
And then we laid it down on track.
That's so funny.
That's the audio speech.
How many takes?
She was a very good actress. She did like 4 solid takes. I gave her some notes.
Nice.
Donald, you look cute.
Doesn't he look good with the beard?
The beard is cute on you. You look happy. You're not
Thank
in a closet.
Thank you very much, Amanda. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you look good.
I'll take it. You're like the fourth person to say that to me today. Dr. Ooh. Brick's the only one who didn't say that.
Oh, no, I love it. I love your hair. I'm also kind of losing my hair.
Dr. Brick, shut the fuck up with that losing my hair shit. This is not losing.
Okay, we got to go. We're going.
Donald, I love you.
All right. Okay, guys, I love you. We got to go. Audience, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in each week.
I don't know about you wanting to get off real quick. I understand the circumstances.
No, we're going to. We're going
go.
to the show.
I get it. I just want to say this then.
Uh-oh.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourselves.
Thanks.
Yeah, send us strength and send Nick some love as we're going to see Waitress and Broadway reopen tonight.
Lots of tissues we have to bring.
We're going to bring lots of tissues. Yeah.
But it's a celebration.
Yes, it is a celebration.
It is, you're right.
All right, we love you all.
Love you.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of doctors and nurses and